In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. One person is dead from a house fire in Sawyer. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department says police and fire departments were called to the 12,000 block of Linden Avenue and found the home fully engulfed in flames. Chickaming Township, Lake Township, and Bridgman Fire Departments put out the fire. The victim was found inside and has not yet been identified. The cause of the fire early Sunday morning has not been determined. After 14 months of back and forth, Governor Whitmer and Republican legislative leaders have agreed to come together to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. House Speaker Jason Wentworth said the legislature will now have a seat at the table in all future pandemic emergency orders.
We were all working together early on in this pandemic. It wasn't until the governor cut us out of that process, and then these EOs started to come out, these emergency orders, one after another, and they were confusing, they were complex. You know, when you look back at some of those EOs that were out, we were actually able to help work some of those through, like, for example, price gouging and public accommodations and Open Meetings Act to get a better outcome for the people of Michigan.
Wentworth says he'll also be working to end the stalemate on how to spend millions of dollars in federal funding for schools and other entities. Whitmer has also agreed to withdraw the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration's proposed permanent rules. There will remain no lifeguards on the beaches of South Haven this summer. By a vote of 5-2, the South Haven Beach Safety Committee is not recommending bringing back the program after more than two decades. The reasons why it was cut were liability and how much it costs for insurance. They did send a plan to expand beach monitoring by South Haven Area Emergency Services. Shays currently changes the flags based on water conditions and checks throw bags and life preserver rings on the pier. Some areas of West Michigan are in a severe drought, while others have a moderate drought. Executive Director of the Michigan Blueberry Commission was also with the State Farm Bureau. Kevin Robson says so far, crops are not being hurt.
Time will tell. There is some rain on the horizon here, but there's no doubt about it. Every sector of agriculture is in desperate need of some rain.
With some freezing nights a few weeks ago in Michigan, Robson says there was some damage to apple and peach crops in southwest Michigan. Detroit police have named a former Michigan State University basketball star as a suspect in a deadly shooting late Saturday. Authorities say 29-year-old Keith Appling is wanted in connection to the shooting death of a 66-year-old man. Police say that Appling and the man got into an argument that escalated into a physical fight. Appling is accused of firing several shots, fatally wounding the man. Police say Appling drove away from the scene and has not been captured. Appling played for Michigan State from 2010 to 2014. He also played basketball overseas and had two brief contracts with the Orlando Magic in the NBA. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.